Today, messages can be relayed to a military patrol within a split second. But in the 1860s, it took a scouting party to track down soldiers in the high plains. Those trips could take days or weeks and could be very dangerous. The story of one such patrol delivering messages to George Armstrong Custer is this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green the plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In the years immediately following the Civil War, tension grew between Native Americans and settlers moving west. Some well-known military names patrolled the High Plains.
In June of 1867, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer was patrolling near present-day North Platte, Nebraska. And 90 miles away, near Julesburg, Colorado, General William T. Sherman was commanding forces at Fort Sedgwick.
Karen Anderson explains that Sherman needed to dispatch messages to Custer. He entrusted 25-year-old Wyman Kidder to take a small group of men on that mission.
So Kidder leaves Fort Sedgwick with 11 men and one Indian scout looking for Custer. Custer, in the meantime, has left his camp near North Platte and is traveling south. So Kidder's looking for him, and he doesn't find him. What he does find is a war party of Sioux and Cheyenne Indians.
The patrol party of 11 men had met a group of about 200 Sioux warriors.
They're pretty much trapped. There's no way to outrun the Indian war party. So when Custer gets to the station, he asks for his orders, and he's told about this Kidder patrol party that was looking for him. So he gets worried about them, and he sets off to go find them. What he finds are the remains of the patrol.
Locals called it the Kidder Massacre. You can still visit the site today.
It actually looks a lot like it did. And in fact, we have historians here, amateur historians, who like to research the area. They just kick over dirt and they'll find evidence of the battle.
The story is shared here at the High Plains Museum. Traveling the countryside in Goodland, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.